run the Dalet Amud Beis, second line from the top. Tana Aral de Tame, Dirim min Ariya. The one who's uncircumcised, an Aral, and someone who's Tame, they're both Dirim from Ariya. And Rashi says, Dirim min Ariya, Ein Chayavim Lishloach, Olos Reyaseim, Al Yidei Shaliach. Because the Tame, obviously, can't go into the Beis HaMikdash. So to appear in the Beis HaMikdash, that's obvious. The Chiddush is, he's one would think that, okay, he can't come, but he can at least maybe send his korbanos with the shaliach. So no, he's potter even from that. Gemara asks, Bishlama tame, dichtiv avas hashama, vaveis hashama. Then I can understand the tame, why he's potter. Why? So we make a connection between coming there and bringing. Coming to the Beis HaMikdash and bringing one's korban. And kol sheyeshno bebia, whoever is a chiyuv to come, or is able to come, in other words, yeshno be'ava, has a chiyuv to bring the korban. The kol sheyeshno bebia, whoever can't come, like a tameh, he can't come to the Beis HaMikdash, the mele eino be'ava, he's not chayuv to bring the korban either. Ela arol minalim, but what about an arol? An arol, there's no reason why he can't pashtus come to the Beis HaMikdash, and so therefore he should be able to bring the korban also. Why is an arol excluded? Gemara answers, ha, this price that a potter is an aro, a mani, who is it going like Rabbi Akiva, he shitas Rabbi Akiva. The mirab bela aro kitameh, he learns out from the pasuk that compares an aro to a tameh, and it's like a tameh is potter so to an aro. Where is that? The sanya says in the price of Rabbi Akiva Omer, says in the pasuk ish, the pasuk continues, mizera aron behutzarua ozav bekadashim lo yilcha. So we have a double lashner, ish, and from there, Rabbi Kiva learns the Rabba says Aro, that he's also pater from eating, if he's a Kohen, from eating Truma and Kodshim or whatever. So too, the same connection between Aro and Tamei will be extended to Ri as well, and therefore Aro is also exempt from, is not allowed to come into the base of Migdash, and therefore not bring the Korban either. Tana Rabbanan, Tamei Patur Minaria, as we saw, Dechsiv, Uvas Hashama, Vaveis Hashama, Kol Yisheyeshna Mabia, whoever has can come to the base of Migdash, Yisheyeshna Bava, has to bring a korban, Mechol Sheyna Mabia, Eina Bava, like we saw before. Rabbi Yochanan ben Levi Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Suma Bechas Meina Patur Minaria, we saw this before also, that someone who's blind in one eye is also Patur from Ria, Shneamar, as it says, we saw for the Kriya Nixiv, Yira and Yera'e, that the Limud is, Kederech Sheba Liros, this like when a person comes to the base of Medrash Hashem, sees Kiviyacho with a Ria Shlema, so how Hashem sees you, that's how you have to come to see Hashem. Kederech Sheba Liros, Kach Ba Liros, Ma Ba Liros. This is like when the person comes, he is Hashem Kiviyachol is seeing you b'shtei now with two of his eyes, Riyashlema. So af, when the person comes to the Beis HaMikdash, he has to see Hashem with his Riyashlema b'shtei now. Okay, so Rashi, during we did Tamei Eino Chai B'Bia Sheino Yachol Likanes LaMikdash. He's not, since he can't come to the Beis HaMikdash, so he's Pater. He sees ki Mikdash Hashem Timei. V'nichasa. RL says Rashi, that's Yisrael, Shemesu Echav Machmat Mila. His two of his brothers died before him by Mila, so he can't ever be Mila. Okay, Achi Garcinan, Rashi, the Merabi Le RL Kitame, Ish. Says the Pasuk continues, Mizer Aaron, Behut Saru Ozav, the Rabba says the RL. Shehu Kitame, he has the same din of the Tame, Shalo Yachal Truma, Im Kohen, who is he can't, he's a Kohen, he can't eat Truma. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Okay, so now we're going to see a whole bunch of different psukim for a while. When different people got to these psukim, they cried. And that's just going to go for a little while now. Okay, Rav Huna kimati lahai kra. When he got to this pasuk that we just mentioned of Yira, the Thrasha, so he cried. Why? Because what did he see from here? He said, Eved, Sherabo Mitzapo Lo Liroso, an Eved that the master wants to see him. Now, Hashem really wants to see us badly. And then look what can happen after we sin. Yitzachek mimenu. Dichsiv ki savol le'eros banai. When you come to the Beis HaMikdash to see me, mi bikeshlos mi'edchem ramos chaserai. So they say, who wants it? I don't want you here. So here's, on the one hand, Hashem so badly wants us, but because of our sins, he can turn things around, and he says, I don't want you here. Okay, Rashi, Eved, Shehu Chaviv L'Rabo, he's dear to his master, Ashro Mesafe V'Sho'eif Matayi Rebbe, he's desiring so badly to see him, then Nisrachek Mimenu, so Eichi Giyah Yom Shenefach Lo L'Sonei Rachachachol. How could it be that he sins and turns it around and he becomes like his enemy and he wants to distance him? It's Siva Shaloyer Yerevdi. He doesn't want to see him anymore. Shneemar, Kisavo, etc. Okay. Next. Ravuna. Ravuna Kimati Lahaikra. When he got to the following Pasuk, Lahaikra Bachi, he cried. It says in the Pasuk, Vizavakta Shlamim Vachaltasham. So similarly, like we saw before, Evit Shirabo Mitzapel Lacho Al Shulchano. That Eved, that he's master desires so much that he should come and eat by him, and Yisrachek Mimenu, and again from his sins he becomes distant, he doesn't want him anymore. Tiksiv, as it says, Lama li rov zivcheichem yomar Hashem. I don't want your korbanos anymore. Rabbi Lazar kimati lahai krabachi. Rabbi Lazar came to the following pasuk, he cried, V'lo yachlu echav lanososo ki nivhalu mipanav. That the brothers of Yosef, they couldn't answer him because they were shocked. Another busha. So we have a kavachomer. Uma tochacha shel basa v'dam. This is a tocha just of a human, and they were stunned. So kach tochacha shel kadosh baruch hu alachas kama v'kama. Surely, when Hashem gives us tochacha, how much more so we're not going to be able to withstand. We're going to be in shock. Rashi. That he tells him off before his sins in his face. Okay. Rabbi Elazar kimati lahai krabachi. Rabbi Elazar came to the following pasuk, he cried. It says, Vayomer Shmuel el Shaul, Lama hirgatani lalos osi. This is when Shaul went to the Ashes, Nov, right, to bring Shmuel back. So Shmuel, when he came back, he said to Shaul, why did you disturb me, right, to bring me up from the dead? So we have a kavachom. Ma Shmuel tzadikaya mitarei min hadin. Shmuel was a big tzadik, and he was scared of the din, as we'll see in a minute. So anu, halachas kama v'kama, surely us, which were not such great tzadikim, how much more so do we have to be worried about the din? Shmuel Mahi, where do we see the Shmuel was scared of the din? Tiksiv, because it says over there, Batomer Aisha El Shaul, Elohim Raisi Olim, because continue mean hard. That the woman said to Shaul, Elohim here refers to like a great man, I saw Olim Minaret, but it's a plural Lashon. It doesn't say Ole, it says Olim from the Arts. So Olim is Trey Mashma, two people here came up. And who are these two? Chad was Shmuel, as we saw. The Edach, the other one, Da'azol Shmuel, Ve'aisi L'Moshe Ve'ade. He went and he got Moshe Rabbeinu to come up with him. Why did he do that? Amalei, Shmuel said to Moshe, Dilma Chas V'Shalom L'Dina Misbe'ina. He says, maybe I'm called up again. That's why they called me here. I'm coming up for a new din again. So I'm scared. So Kumba Dai, do me a favor, Moshe. Can you come with me? The Lake Milsa, the Kastapa Raisa, the Loki Yamtias. I want you to testify on my behalf that there's nothing that is written in the Torah that I wasn't Micaiah. So the Tosus here explains that Moshe wasn't in the same time as Shmuel, obviously. So how can Moshe, be his witness? Yeah, I was there, I saw, he did everything. He wasn't there with him. So Tosus says that he didn't bring him to testify because he was there with him, but he wants to bring that whenever he learns something from the Torah and he darshan out, this is what he's supposed to do, then Moshe can say, he learned good, I would have learned the same way. And that's why he's bringing Moshe. Okay. Fine. More continues. Rabbi Ami, kimati lahai cry. Got to the following pasuk, bachi cry. Yitain ba'afar piyu. Ula yesh tikva. says if a person has Yisurin, then he has to machnia himself, lower himself right to the ground, and then Ulai, maybe he'll have hope. So Amar, Shavami commented, he cried, and he said, Kulei Haiva Ulai. The person has to do that so much, he lowers himself, or machnias himself, and then what does the pasuk say? Ulai Yesh Tikma, it's only an Ulai, and even then, only maybe there's hope. So he cried. Rabbi Ami, ki mati lahai krab bachim, got to the following pasuk, he cried. It says, Bakshu tzedek, bakshu anava, ulai again, ulai tisatru biyom af Hashem. That the person has to look, seek for a tzedek and seek out anava, humility, and then, even after he does this, it's still only an ulai that he'll be concealed, hidden from the time of when Hashem gets angry. Again, Rav Ami commented and said, Kulei Haiva Ulai, person does all of this, tzedek, anava, whatever, and it's only an ulai. Okay, Rashi, Maihi Minon the Misyare, where he saw that Shmuel was scared. Satra Kulei Haiva Ulai, Kol Yisurim Alalo Yikabel, he's going to get all these Yisurim, but then Besafek, and he's still only a Safek, Imtia, Lotikma, he's going to have hope. Okay, back to the Gemara. Rav Asi, Kimati Lahai Krav, Bach, he got to the following pasuk, he cried. It says, Sinu ra ve'evu tov v'tzigu v'shar mishpat. Person has to despise the evil, he has to love good, and he should establish in the gates of the city, mishpat, etc. So, the pasuk continues and says, Ulai, again, Ulai yechenan Hashem elokeitzvot. And once again, Kulei hai ve'ulai, person does all of this, he hates the evil, loves the good, etc. And after all this, only a maybe that Hashem will find favor. Rav Yosef, Kimati lai kara bachi. Rav Yosef caught to the following pasuk, he cried. It says, V'yesh nispe below mishpat. That sometimes a person could die below mishpat, no, before his time. Without, not his time to go, but he leaves the world. So he cried, Amar Nakoris, Amar, this says, Umi ika da azo below zimne. So he cried, he says, can it be that somebody, you know, leaves the world, you know, before his time? He's not even supposed to do anything wrong. He just leaves early. So Gemara says, can that be? So, Gemara says, yeah. He had Rabibi Bar Abaye. We see that by the Maestro of Rabibi Bar Abaye. The Havishkiyach Kabeh Malach HaMavis. He used to hang around the Malach HaMavis a lot. So Amar Leh, the Malach HaMavis, Rabibi heard this conversation, that the Malach HaMavis told Lishluche, told his Shaliach, do me a favor, Zil Aisili Miriam Megadla Seyar Nishaya. Go bring me this woman Miriam who braids women's hair. In other words, it's her time to leave the world, so go do me a favor and take her. So fine, the Shaliach went, Azal Aisili Miriam Magdala Dardiki, but he made a mistake, and instead of taking this Miriam, took the Miriam that she takes care of children. Amar Leh, the Malach HaMavet said to the Shaliach, Ana Miriam Magdalase Anishai Amar Leh, what are you doing? I told you to bring Miriam, the one that braids hair, not this Miriam. What'd you do? So Amar Leh, he says, oops, Ihachi Adra, he says, okay, I made a mistake. Do you want me to, come back and take her back, you know, bring her back again, to bring the Neshama back? Okay, you know, I made a mistake. So Amar Leh, so then the Malach HaMavet says, nah, you know, say imkfar, you know, hoyel ve'aitisai, since you brought her already, so lihavi l'minyana, so she can be part of my quota for neshamas. No, you brought her already, so I'll throw her into the quota of neshamas. So Ella, hechi yachotla. So he asked him, but how did you manage that? You know, it wasn't her time to go, really, so how were you able to get her? So he said, I'll tell you what happened. Ella, Havas Nakita Masara Biyada, she was holding a skewer in her hand, like a poker or whatever. The Havika Shagra, and she put it forth, Umacharya Tanura, and she was cleaning out the oven. So this skewer got very hot. And then Chakalta V'Anchata Agaba Dechara, and then she took and she put it on her foot. And Kidcha, and it burnt her foot. So because of that, Yitra Mazla, her mazal got weakened because this happened to her. The Aitesa, and they were down there for, I was able to take her. Mm-hmm. So Amarle Bibi Barabaye, so then now he saw, heard this whole, you know, this whole story. You know, he saw this was going on between this, the Malchum Avot and the Shaliach. So then Rabbi Bibi said to him, "Islachu reshut alamevarachi? Do you have permission to do this though? You know, to take having taken the Shama before it's time." So Amarlei Malchum Avot answered, "Yeah." It says Veloksi veYesh Nitzve Velo Mishpat. It's a pasuk we just saw before. It says there. Sometimes you have Yesh Nitzve. Some people leave the Lo Mishpat before it's not their time. Amarlei, so Rabbi said back to the Malchum Avot, "Yeah, but there's another pasuk." Vaksiv it says in Kohelet, "Dor holech v'dor ba." So mashma from here that you can't, this door can't leave until the newer door is ready to come. And here you're taking a person early before the new door. So how can you do that? So Amar the Malchum Avot answered him and says, it's not Akasha. The Reina luhu ana, because I literally like shepherd, you know, a roe, a shepherd. I like shepherd these neshamas and myself. Once they're taken early, ademalu luhu lidara, until they're ready, the new door is ready to come, like we said, and then vahadar mashlimna leladuma. And only then, after the new door is ready, then I in fact give the neshama over to Duma, which is the malach, which is in charge of the neshamas that died, and then I give it over to Duma. Amar lei, so Rabbi said, sof shnei mayavet vadet. But Lamaisa, you took this person early, so what do you do with those extra years that he was supposed to live? So he said, the Malchum Avot answered, he says, Yi'ika tsurba rirabanan, the mavir v'mile, mosifna lohu le. So if there's a Talmud Chacham that is mavir v'mile, he's mavir al midosa, like he overlooks things, you know, makfid on people, and if there is such a Talmud Chacham, we give it to him. Bahavye Kilufer. We give those years over to him and in exchange for this person that's the years that were taken off him that died early. So a nice pshat, name of the Yechi Ruvein, what's the idea? It says the person that gets taken early, so he can have a tie knife. It's not fair. If I would have lived these extra years, I could have done tshuva, I could have, you know, and give it, I wasn't, you know, it was not fair. So there, in order to balance the scales and give them back. So what does Hashem do? He says, fine, I'm going to give these your years to this Talmud Chacham. And the Talmud Chacham, what is he going to do? He's going to do good with these years. He's going to, you know, do tshuva, he's going to do Torah, whatever. And since these extra years that he got was because of you, so it's in your schus, so it comes to, you get the benefit. He's mezakeh you, because it came, he only got these extra years because of you, because you gave it to him. Which is very nice also, and then why? Because it says that what type of Talmud Chacham? It also be a Talmud Chacham who is willing to be Mevatir, who is the Mavi Amidosa. Why? Because then he's got to give up some of the schus that he got to this person. So one is very Makbi, he's not going to give anything, so you can't give it to him, he's not going to be so happy giving up what he earned. But somebody's Mavi, so okay, so he'll be happy to give over the schus. Okay, finish up the Rashi's. Yesh Nisbe Belo 8. Right. Yesh kala ve'ein navon b'yado. Someone dies and he doesn't have any sin. V'lo haya mishpat l'tfot. Wasn't his mishpat judgment to really die? He died early. Umi kedaze v'chule yashas kam ba'ayin. And Gemara is asking it. Amar le malach l'shlucho is saying to shliach. I see li Miriam Magdala Neshayah. Bring this woman that's of great hair. Harog gets Miriam. He told the shliach, kill Miriam. Hamiklat seyar nashim, who braids women's hair. It wasn't her time really. How were you able to get her? I've had Nikita Masara Biyad. She's holding the skewer in her hand. I tell Chesed Biyada Haud Shel Tanur of the oven. Shekorin Pargun. Vekam Macharia. She was cleaning out the oven. Mechabedes as a Tanur cleaning the oven. Osvise Agaba Dechar. And she put the skewer on her foot. Hoshivato al gav raglash, went on her foot, v'nichlat, and she got burnt, v'hura mazal. Because of that, her mazal got weak, and then I was able to take her. Dareina luhana, so he said, what about the next door didn't come? He goes, Einachanami, I shepherd these souls, right? Any mosran l'shomer amesim. I don't give it over, the neshama over so quickly to the shomer amesim, that the shmo Duma, his name is Duma, Elam is galgalini me, hangs around with me for a while, v'shatin ba'olam, and flies around the world, ad shismalu shnotav u'kari dor, until the years are over, which is called the door. The mavir b'milei, mavir al midosa, so it's overlooked.